Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Quackle, your host of Women in Business Radio. Welcome. Welcome to my Women in Business Radio Summit that looks at the mental health and physical health and wellness of women in general. Women entrepreneurs, I'm looking at them because as women entrepreneurs, we have the penchant for working very, very hard and very long hours. We also work at the many other roles that we have to do, like the role of wife, mothers, caregivers, and members of our community. And we tend to work very hard without paying any attention to who we are, to our mental and physical health or wellness. And many of us tend to fall victims to that, in that we become sick. So this radio summit is in celebration of the International Women's Day, and it's also implemented to celebrate the success of women who have chosen entrepreneurship as a vocation. Women who are successfully forging a livelihood through entrepreneurship, taking care of themselves, taking care of their families, and also facilitating to the development of their community. This morning, I have as my guest, Deborah Mattis, and she will be talking about mental health and physical health wellness, and more so from a perspective of, I would say, alternative care. And so I'd like to introduce you to Deborah. And please enjoy. I hope the session that we provide you today with will be informative, enlightening, and educational at the same time. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Cottle. Thank you so much for having me. I am doing well.
It's a pleasure to have you. And what I would like you to do this morning is introduce yourself to the audience. And you can share a little bit about, you know, why you think, you know, why you are here to talk about mental health and physical health wellness of women.
Sure. My name is Deborah Mattis. I am the founder and president of E2S Solutions Professional Coaching in Dallas, Texas, specializing in personal development with focus on holistic, value-driven lifestyle, career, and leadership. I work with successful career-focused women, professional moms, and entrepreneurs who are coachable and ready to develop a personal, effective style of leadership that positively influences and changes not only them, but also whom they work and interact with as a whole.
Okay, so thanks for your introduction. And how long have you been doing this?
I have been practicing coaching for over 12 years.
Okay, then. Why did you get into this vocation? Why did you choose to be a coach? Why did you choose to, you know, to work with the audience that you have chosen to work with? Why did you choose to get into a business like this?
Well, actually, Dr. Cottle, coaching found me. Vice presidents, business owners, general managers, directors, and even their spouses would seek me out as a sounding board to discuss a range of professional and personal issues. And we would explore possible solutions, look at different perspectives in order to, for them to take action toward desired results.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. In my research for this event, I found that many therapists or holistic coaches also had an episode or an experience with mental health and physical health wellness, either directly or indirectly. And after the experience, or because of the experience, they decided to follow in the field to provide care to others. What can you say about that? Is, it does this in any way, you know, reflect, you know, who you are and why you got into what you got into?
Absolutely. Growing up in the African American community, there have been many times that we, especially as women, we carry the burden of caring for everyone else. We either carry the workload, the responsibilities of managing the house, of raising the kids, and yet over time with managing and juggling these schedules, I've seen many, many times as women have either their health has declined, they don't have the financial support that they really need, or they're working so hard that at the end of their life, they're wondering what happened. So at times, due to poor health, as well as the mental stress of it all, it had me to take a look at how we can take better care of ourselves, how we can manage our lives to be more enjoyable and fulfilling. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much as I develop along my path that led me to this particular field, Dr. Cottle.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. And I think what you were talking about is also sort of situated within our social, maybe we socialize within our social and the community, the culture that we belong to. And I've also found that there are a lot of society's norms, belief systems, that or social stigmas and taboo that is attached to mental health and physical health well-being, and as a result, prevent people, or women in particular, from seeking help or assistance in a proactive way. And so it's only until we become sick and it's evident that, and everybody can see it, that we then get the assistance and the support that we should have. And at that time, sometimes it is too late. And so, does, you know, what's your thought on the role of social stigma and taboos that prevents us from looking into our own mental health?
Oh, Dr. Cottle, it plays, social stigma and cultural taboos play a major role, because whether we're in a leadership position or not, there is that assumption or interpretation and even misbeliefs that if when we ask for help, it's a sign of weakness. Or even in leadership positions or as an entrepreneur, if we even show a sign of weakness, then that may allow our competitors to come in and take over, so to speak. Or we feel as though I don't need the help, or if I want something done right, I'd rather do it myself. So there are a lot of social external messages and stigmas and taboos that at times we tend to believe, which holds us back in really moving forward in taking better care of ourselves mentally and our well-being.
Yeah, and as you talk about, you know, that last point you make in terms of moving forward, how do we move forward? And I think in order to move forward, we have to be healthy. We have to be mentally healthy and physically healthy in order to move forward, because we are at the head of our business. We are the drivers. And to me, the only way to do so, you have to be healthy. So the question that I have is, why is mental health and physical health wellness important to the success of women entrepreneurs and women in general? And can you share with us how or any care modality that you would like to recommend to deal with mental health wellness?
Well, some of the things, let me start with your first question. The most common challenges I hear from women or who I work with general is, I wonder, where have the years gone? What have I done with my life? There has to be more to this. What will I do next? At times, there comes a point where we really have to take a look at what's more important. It's really about being clear about our values that can guide us into making the choices in life that affect our health and wellness to help us walk that talk.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Is there solutions or care modalities that women can personally use on an ongoing basis to find a balance between a mental health and physical health and wellness? What do you recommend?
Sure. Dr. Call, for many of us, and I'll talk about balance here. Balance seems like an impossible goal between trying to balance work, church, family, friends, health, sleep, even the pets make balance seem like it's an impossible goal. And believing that there is never enough time to get all things done and stay in balance tends to lead towards, again, as I mentioned earlier, that heavy burden and stress. But yet it is possible to create a life of balance. Here's why. Instead of compartmentalizing your life in a way that feels artificial to you, and at times we do tend to feel that's on the surface, what I approach with my clients is the image of a balanced life with broader strokes, trusting God to work out the details that will move them toward greater balance. Because if you apply God's principles or biblical principles for sound living to your entire life, then your life cannot help but to fall in just the right balance at the right time, including your mental and wellness being.
Mm-hmm. Well, well spoken, and thanks for sharing. I hope the people or my audience listening in, you guys can call in. Telephone number to call in is 310-982-4237. Call in, ask a question, share your thoughts. Thank you very much, Deborah, for your very knowledgeable information that you have shared with so far with us. And I think that people listening in or women listening in will gain a greater understanding as to, you know, how they should look at their own mental health and physical health and wellness. And so the other question that I have is, are there preventative measures that as women in business we can use to prevent us from becoming sick? You talk about us wanting to do all the roles, all the work that we have in our lives. We want to perform them to the point of, let's say, high performance in every aspect of our lives. We do not ask for help. We do not delegate responsibilities in our business to other people. And we do not ask for help. We try to do it all. And we do get burnout, and in the end result is that we become sick. And for most of us, we can lose our business. And so I think, from my discussion so far, it seems as if the best approach is a proactive approach to dealing with our mental health and physical health wellness. So are there any preventative measures that you want to recommend to women that they can use in order to deal with their balance?
Absolutely. What I would like to share, Dr. Cottle, again, and that's emphasizing that as leaders, taking care of ourselves many times laying at the bottom of our priority list. We tend to our bodies after everything else is taken care of, and we tell ourselves constantly that we'll attend to those things when things settle down. And at times that means that health and wellness activities never make it to our daily calendars. And sometimes after extreme neglect of self-care, because of busy schedules or overloaded schedules, most leaders, entrepreneurs, executives, we've seen it in the news, where they've experienced strokes, heart attacks, or even fatal events. So are there preventative measures that women in business that we can use? Absolutely. I'd like to share about five of them, if I may. The first and foremost, rest and relaxation to refresh, reset, rejuvenate. Secondly, get the right amount of sleep for you. Third, resist the urge to expect others to work the same as you. Everyone is on a different schedule. Also, taking care of yourself leads to more effective time management. And lastly, Dr. Caudill, what I like to share with my listeners to really give some thought around is this. How busy do you want to be? Define your life-work balance in advance, and as much as possible, keep to that ideal.
Thank you. Very real, I would say, real recommendation, real, you know, they're real suggestions. And I think if most of us do that, do practice all of them, I think we will be on a way of finding, you know, mental health and physical health wellness. So, and it's a way that we can do it proactively. It does not require any visit to the doctor. It just requires things that we do. So thank you for sharing those, Deborah. Now, how important is support, family support, in our treatment of mental health wellness?
Family support is extremely important, especially when we get honest with ourselves. Sometimes family members at times, they could be supportive of you regarding running the business, looking from the end point of it will help us to move from our current situation. You may be struggling at the moment, but once we get this business up and going, we can see how our lives will be better. But it also takes a family member to be honest with you to say, as you're building this business, take good care of yourself as well. And it's not only just the mental aspect of it. Dr. Caudill, I have worked with entrepreneurs who are married, or their families, they do start out initially, but when we talk about the long hours that are required, the travel that may takes them away from the home for extended period of time, sometimes that puts a break into that relationship, so that dynamic of support does change. And as a result, sometimes the relationship ends, or there's multiple divorces because that support system isn't there as they thought initially. So family support is imperative.
Yeah. So thank you for your response. And how important is self-love? Having a high self-worth, high self-esteem, high self-confidence. How important is that to women in business, you know, mental health and wellness?
It is very important, and here's why, if I can share this story with you. In one situation that comes to mind that many women are concerned about is body image and aging. For example, many clients come to me and tell me my wife or my husband wants me to lose weight because he or she is embarrassed of my looks. They're embarrassed by my looks. So So when we get together, we work on breaking through any negative thoughts or limiting beliefs that they have about health and wellness in general, as well as in relationship to leadership. Because if we are relying on others to validate us, then there's going to be many times where that support would not always be there. But when we can truly take a look at ourselves and who we are and know who we are, we come from a place of strength, we come from a place of value, and we come from a place of worth. Then and only then can we really face our future fearlessly, and have, because we have that self-love, we already have those boundaries in place that will help us to courageously move on and forward in our lives and in our businesses.
Thank you so much, Deborah, for that powerful response. I think that, I hope that the women listening in will find, you know, a great deal of strength from that particular question and that and your response to it. Because I think for many of us, self-love and high self-worth and having high self-confidence is what we need to pull us out of any position where we are not being able to grow into who we are. We need to have those qualities in order to grow and flourish, you know, into who we are. And it requires a lot, I think, also to come from that place or to find that place and come from that place in order to become who you are. So thanks for your powerful explanation on that. And you mentioned that you do holistic coaching. When you talk about holistic coaching, how do you see that in relationship to the topic we are talking about, mental health and physical health wellness?
When I talk about holistic coaching, I do know there are some practices out there that really just focus on body and mind. But when we talk about holistic, we have to include spirit, body, and mind. We have to. And then actually, that is the only way that we can experience living intentionally, living fully in our lives, living in the presence. So some of the care modalities that my clients experience that are most successful and with sustainable results are based on a God-centered perspective and based on biblical principles, such as prayer and meditation, visualization, creating aim smart goals, strategies, and techniques. We also work on intuitive and spiritual development to keep the connection of spirit, mind, and body.
Thank you very much. Well explained. And I have a couple questions again, and one of them is like, you know, what advice will you give a woman in business to respond to her mental health and physical health wellness so that she can continue to successfully thrive?
great question, Dr. Cottle. The advice, I usually like to work with clients to help them reach their own answer that best helps them to move forward in their life. But this is what I will share with our listeners today. Success is always available when you live fully in the moment and are conscious of who you are and how you work. Do remember that no one ever arrives at a permanently balanced life. It is enough that you are moving toward it. Do trust God to let you know when your life is approaching imbalance and guide you in the new direction you should take. And lastly, don't become discouraged when life seems out of whack. Use that awareness to take steps toward achieving balance.
Thank you, Deborah, for your philosophical, I have to say, enlightening response. My God, it's great. You know, so I hope my audience listening in is going to glean a great understanding of their mental health and physical health wellness. I know that it comes from them. It comes from a place of love, and it comes from a place of strength. And also knowing it is doable. It is doable. And as we wind down, I have another question, and not really a question, but what else do you want to share with my audience or with our audience on the importance of, let's say, alternative care or on mental health and wellness, and how we, you know, how we should take care of ourselves in a proactive way, in a preventative way?
Absolutely, absolutely. With our listening audience, here's three things I would like to share with you before we close out. First of all, take a look at your health and wellness beliefs around topics such as sleep, weight loss, body size and image, as well as all the internal judgments that we have. You know, that inner critic likes to pop up and give its own opinion how you should do things, and how they affect your ability to lead yourself and others in success. Write these out and how they've held you back, and what could you accomplish without them? Which ones are important to immediately change in order to increase your energy and potential for success in the areas of health and wellness? Also, take a look at your health and wellness values and what's competing against them. And lastly, reflect upon the above exercises or these questions and pay particular attention to your answers about how you will feel when you are successful with your priority. What one word summarizes those feelings? This will reveal your real true goal and what you want to accomplish regarding your mental and physical wellness. And since true goals come from within, a person can work with a coach to create an actionable plan towards their true goal now and use it as a strength and motivator for you to work for you and to help to achieve a healthier you.
Thank you for sharing those, you know, this last exercise. I think it sounds very good, and I hope that people or my guests, my audience listening in, will take example from it and practice it, and, you know, and to, in order to deal with their personal mental health and physical health wellness. I want to say thank you, Deborah, for joining me and for sharing your knowledge on mental health and physical health wellness, and also for sharing it with the ease of confidence and expert knowledge. I just love how you imparted your knowledge regarding the questions that I have asked, and I hope that my audience listening in has gleaned an understanding of their personal mental health and wellness. And I hope you find the session overall to be very informative, enlightening, and educational. Thanks for joining me again, Deborah. And I'd like to say to my audience, thanks for joining me, and have a great day. And practice what you hear today in this episode of Women in Business, Alternative Care and Women's Mental and Physical Health.